President Bush met for some 5 hours today at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Abdullah. Afterwards, both the prince and the president reaffirmed the strength of U.S.-Saudi friendship.
The Crown Prince and I established a strong personal bond. We spent a lot of time alone, discussing our respective visions, talking about our families. I was most interested in learning about how he thought about things. I'm convinced that the stronger our personal bond is, the more likely it is relations between our country will be strong.
But on issues ranging from the conflict in the Middle East to the U.S.-led battle against terrorism, the two leaders aired very different views. NPR's Don Gagne is in Crawford, Texas, and joins us now. Don, we're hearing that the Saudi Crown Prince went to Texas intending to deliver a strong warning to the Bush administration regarding its support for Israel. What did he say to the president?
He told the president that there is a lot of anger in the Arab world for what the Saudi leader said is a perceived bias on the part of the U.S. Toward Israel in efforts to bring a peace of some kind to the Middle East. If it's not an out-and-out bias, he said it's a condoning, for example, of the Israeli military offensive, despite President Bush's calls that the Israelis withdraw. And he really stressed that it's a very dangerous situation, and he said that it could spiral out of control and have grave consequences for the United States and its interests. So the Saudis feel it's important that peace process be an utmost priority for the Bush administration, and that they really push Israel.
And what did the president say about the meeting?
Well, he was upbeat when it was done. He said they had a good, cordial discussion. He spoke of the need to have meetings like this to get to know one another. They toured the ranch in his pickup truck. On that subject of the Middle East, he said that the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have the same goal, an Israeli state and a Palestinian state living peacefully side by side. The president had just a short session with reporters afterward, and he didn't really address for us the root of the criticism we've heard from the Saudi side in recent days. One other thing, prior to this meeting, there were reports that Saudi anger could result in an oil embargo against the U.S. The Saudis today said no such thing is being considered, and that pleased the president.
The Saudis unveiled a Mideast peace plan last month, and that plan was subsequently endorsed at an Arab League summit. Was that plan discussed at today's talks?
It was, and the White House likes this proposal and has praised the Crown Prince for it. But again, the Saudis here stress that the proposal is not going to go anywhere unless the U.S. starts getting tough with Israel and pushes for Ariel Sharon to take this whole process seriously. That's the Saudi perspective on that. And they use blunt language again. A foreign policy advisor to the Crown Prince telling reporters, if Sharon is, and this is a quote, left to his own devices, he will drag the region over a cliff. So that message was hammered home today by the Saudis.
Don, we get the sense of what the Saudi expectations of this meeting might have been. What were President Bush's hopes?
He wants to keep the coalition together, and he sees Saudi Arabia as playing an important role in that. The president wanted to consult on the next phase of the war. He did. Action could come possibly against Iraq. That's the nation that's mentioned. The Saudis are reluctant to see it go there, and they warn of more problems for the U.S. and the entire region should that happen.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne speaking with us from Crawford, Texas.